If you happen to have a Bible available, if you will, turn to Acts chapter 16. We'll use that as an invitation text in just a few moments. While you're turning there, I would like again to express my appreciation to all who are here this evening. We had a very good number, and that is especially the case because of our visitors. I would like you to note up on the screen behind me, it's a subliminal messaging. It's been up there all night long. Our next quarterly singing will be February 18th of 2012. We would like to encourage you to come and be with us again on that occasion. So please mark your calendars for that day. And we will, of course, be advertising that, letting people know that we're going to be having it as it gets a bit closer. I mentioned that at the beginning of our time together, we were lousy with song leaders, but it certainly wasn't accurate to say we had lousy song leaders, because we had an awful lot of good and talented men lead us in worship this evening. And the scene was absolutely wonderful. It's such a joy to have an opportunity to sing songs of praise to God with those of like precious faith. And I truly have been encouraged, and I trust that you have as well, for being here this evening. You know, often when we talk about the subject of singing, we turn to passages such as Colossians 3 and Ephesians 5. And from that, we establish authority for the worship, for the practice of singing songs of praise. We have given to us their instructions as to what types of songs should be sung. And, of course, as we understand authority, we recognize that the singing that we are to engage in is a cappella singing. And the beauty of that and the beneficial nature of that, I think, is something that is obvious this evening. Those things that we discuss are of great importance. The singing itself is something that is just absolutely wonderful and edifying. I'm reminded of the text in James chapter 5 in verse 13 that asks the question, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. And indeed, as we sing songs of praise to God, it is something that gives us a great deal of joy. I want you to note that for a Christian, the joy that he has is something that is internal with regard to his faith, with regard to his relationship to God. It is not based upon external circumstances. And so it may be that each of us have some cares and concerns in this life, things that may be distracting us, difficulties that we might have. But as we come together, we can truly rejoice in God for the opportunity we have to sing. You might remember in Acts chapter 16 that Paul and Barnabas were in prison on that occasion. And in verse 25 of Acts chapter 16, we're told that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were imprisoned. They were in bonds. And yet the externals of their situation and circumstance was not sufficient to cause them to despair. Instead, we are told that they were singing songs. Now, of course, those who have read the account are familiar with what happened. There was a great earthquake and their bonds were released. And the jailer, on that occasion, seeing the power of God, sought his own salvation. I would like to read to you, beginning in verse 30 and going down through verse 33. The jailer brought them out, Paul and Silas, and he said to them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. And they heard the gospel preached. They responded to it in faith. They were obedient. And as they were penitent, and I think the fact that he washed their stripes was an indication of his penitence before God, and they were baptized to have their sins washed away. Now, we mentioned just a moment ago that an individual, a Christian's relationship with God, is what gives him cause to rejoice despite the outward circumstances of his life. We're told in verse 34 that when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. As we draw our time together to a close this evening, we would like to encourage you to take advantage, if you have never obeyed the gospel of Christ, take advantage of the opportunity that you have this evening to begin a life of rejoicing as you are reconciled with God and have the hope of eternity. The water is prepared. If you are truly a believer in Jesus Christ and willing to turn away from your sins, you can stand before those assembled this evening confessing as Lord and be baptized to have your sins washed away. We offer that opportunity to you this evening. If you have a need, whatever that need might be, we're going to offer the invitation at this time. We ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.